Track one, room not selected.
Hey everyone, and welcome to part two of this commentary playthrough of Boccarano the Balkan One, aka Our Great Adventure Ambition in the Dark. In the last episode, we found out we had a visit at the start of the game from some Geki Shonen who were looking for food due to short food shortages. And after this, Oren set out on an adventure to investigate why these food shortages are happening in Crystal City. After finding after he spoke to his friends and left his house to set out on the adventure, he discovered from visiting some private houses in Crystal City itself that people are out of food, and he had to defeat the first boss battle, which was the powerful Geki Shonen. After that, he entered the park and spoke to the children, and one of the kids got kidnapped by the dark person Yamazin, who also summoned a big slime, which Oren defeated. Oren then spoke to a police officer and asked Oren to investigate where Yamazin has taken the child who he has kidnapped. At the end of the first part, Oren had to race Yamazin, and after doing that, Yamazin teleported near some manhole covers, and Oren has now got to go to the park and speak to the police officer, which is what we are going to start off by doing in this episode. So, let's get going. We are still in the house at the moment.
There was a police force that knew where this might be inside. I believe and wait, I have to believe. I do not.
Okay, so exit the house.
I got out.
See, these are dragons.
Oren killed the dragon.
If you have 15 defense at this, if you've leveled up your defense to 15, then these dragons will do no damage to you at all.
Space.
So, in order to find the police officer in the park, we need to first start off by going okay, so to find him, you have to go north twice, east seven.
There are rice.
Pick up that rice ball, south once, east two, twice, south two steps, east four times,
police officer, it seems they came. I'll be back at once.
Okay, now we've spoken to the police officer, what we need to do is we need to head back towards the house where you had the race against Yamazin. And once you reach the door to the house where you had the race, head east and you will get a cutscene.
There are strange patterns on it. If it is okay, will you walk over there? Aaron was confused. I promised that my friends will return without fail. But maybe I cannot return. Such a feeling makes Aaron uneasy. However, Aaron decided. Please do use it by all means.
Okay, so in order to advance, press enter and the game will and it will ask you.
From now on, I think that I cannot turn back on admiration. Are you ready?
Okay, say yes and you will teleport to a new area.
Yes. Aaron, where? Apparently, she seems to have walked in a strange place. Home of the Dark People. Anyway, shall we go ahead? That's why Aaron is moving forward.
everyone. Welcome to the first dungeon in BK1. Now, before we start this, there's a few things that I want to need to explain. This dungeon is quite complicated because it is basically a teleport maze, and there is a lot of different teleporters that you have to go through in order to proceed. Also, the enemy that you will encounter in here is called a black slime. Now, these things do the same attacks as a normal slime, however, they are a lot faster, and if your speed is quite slow, they will gain on you, they will catch up with you very quickly. If you have at least 8 defense, then these slimes will do normal damage, no damage to you at all. But it is worth noting that they are extremely fast. And at this point, your speed probably won't be very high. Okay, so this area we're in, I am going to call Area 1. So, in order to proceed, what you need to do is head north all the way. But these slimes are quite good for leveling up because they give you 50 experience points per time, which at this stage in the game is a very good amount. And there is a boss fight coming up, which is the most difficult boss so far up to this point. So I do highly recommend that if you haven't done it already, you try and get your attack up to at least 5, and you get your HP up to about 65, and you get your defense up to 15. Okay, while you're making your way through the dungeon, I also suggest that you change your walking style to kill signs and walk. The reason for that is because we are going to be teleporting around here, and I will tell you a good point where you should spend some time leveling up. Okay, so continue heading north, but you can't because you've hit the wall. Head east, and then head north again, and press enter.
The match is falling. Can you pick it up?
Okay, select the top option, which is yes.
Yes.
Okay, now you need to teleport to another area. So to do this, go south 7 steps and then east all the way until you hit an object, which will be the teleporter. Head east and press enter.
I have a candle. The fire is not on.
Okay, select yes here, and
yes,
you will teleport.
It seems to have walked across the wall where the candle was.
Okay, so I'm going to call this area Area 2 now. So You now head east, you will see two objects. The first is the teleporter that brought you to this to Area 2. And the second...
This wall, if you are lucky, absolutely cannot cut, is written.
Okay.
Hammer.
In order to destroy this wall, you must use the hammer.
Destroy the wall with a hammer.
If you use the sword, the short sword for this, you will explode and die. So now you've destroyed this wall, chained back to the short sword, and by destroying this wall, it has gained access to a hall to your north. Now, in order to proceed, we need to go into three different rooms to pick up three different coloured pieces. I am going to show you the way I like to do these rooms. You can do them in any order you want, but I feel that this order is the best way of doing this. Okay, so to start off, head all the way to the north wall and then... Okay, press go east once and press enter.
I have a candle. The fire is not on. Could you put a fire on a match?
Okay, select yes here.
Yes. It seems to have walked across the wall where the candle was.
Okay, so we are in the first room now, where the first piece is that we need to collect. So, to retrieve it, you need to head east. So, head east all the way, and then, this object is the teleporter, so don't activate that yet. Instead, go north twice, and east twice, and press enter.
I will pick up a yellow piece, is falling.
To pick up the yellow piece. Now, head back to that teleporter by going west twice, south twice, press enter, and you will teleport.
It appears to have moved to the previous area.
Okay, so in order to get to the second room, go east twice, south twice, press enter.
I have a candle. The fire is not on. Could you put a fire on? Yes.
Okay, say yes to teleport.
It seems to have walked across the wall where the candle was.
Okay, to retrieve the object, all you need to do in this room is press enter, because
I will pick up the blue fragments are falling.
You have teleported straight to the object. And then in order to head out, head east and you will find the teleporter. So press enter to teleport back to Area 2.
It appears to have moved to the previous area.
Okay, two rings down, only one left now. So, in order to get to it, we need to go east 2 and south 3. Press enter to teleport.
I have a candle. Could you put up? Yes. It seems to have walked across the wall where the candle was.
Okay, to retrieve the object, go east once. Press enter.
I will pick up a red piece for you.
Now we have all three pieces. So now head to the east. Use the teleporter.
It appears to have moved.
Okay. This is the time now where I would suggest you level up. In order to advance, what you need to do is head north all the way, and then the object to the west is the teleporter, which will take you to the next area where we will have a boss fight. Okay, I will trigger the cutscene and then I will explain how this boss works.
Walk to the next place. Oh, is this the most innermost? Apparently, she seems to have arrived back. There seems to be no warp panel, etc. Welcome to the Evil Museum. Oh, where is this a wicked house? Dark person, oh you. Careful. Oh, why did you steal your child? Dark person, what? I'm stupid. Even though I was at home the other day. Aaron sat smiling. A dark person tossing the child, locating the house where he lives, aiming for food. Dark person, there is no use for the person who finished use. Perhaps, it is good to suffer at the back, it is a good deal. In that word, Aaron broke through. I thought that it was the life of a person. Dark person, somewhat, is it calming? Oh my goodness. If you think you can calm down, it is a big mistake. I hope you do what you are doing and organize your head. Come on, answer quickly. Dark person, I do not have a shot. There is only one thing in life. Everyone should not go if they do not talk with their lives. Aaron, yeah, it was a mistake to be effective. It crushes me here. Dark man, do not go wrong. Dark man, hey, you do not have enough time. It is a bit different from the last one. Do it fairly. Dark person, hear you gently. Well. The dark guy said that and disappeared. Even though I've got tired of it, I have to beat the enemies in front of me. Well, this time, no doubt, the big Makata is strange.
Okay, this boss is called the Grand Cruiser, and it is very, very dangerous. It has two attacks. It has an attack called Bomb from Above. The vehicle will stop momentarily. 2 seconds later, a bomb will fall to your position. Heavy damage causes stun. But when it stops from launching the attack, it is vulnerable. And after launching that thing, it is still vulnerable. It also has an attack called Crush. Basically, it's a blade attack, which will hit you for quite heavy damage. However, if you have 50 defense here, then its Crush / Blade attack will do no damage to you at all. The only thing that will hurt you is the bomb. In order to avoid the bomb, jump it immediately. If you jump it, then it will go over your position and land in the corner of the arena. Now, the strategy for beating this thing, you can do it one of two ways. You can either use the Pachinko, which I personally wouldn't recommend, or you can do the strategy which I am going to demonstrate now. Obviously, remember, my stats are very high, so the boss isn't going to last very long. But the strategy that I'm going to use is, when you have the short sword, if you hold down shift and space and then press spacebar, you will stun the enemy with the back of your sword. Once it's stunned, you can then hit it 5 times, knock it back. When it comes back to your position, do the same again and keep stunning it. If you keep stunning it, it will not attack you. Okay, let's go. Okay, so there's its bomb. And jump immediately. As soon as you hear that noise, jump. As soon as the car stops, you know it's going to launch, so be ready to jump.
I got a 2,843 yen. 1,253 I got my experience.
Okay, so the Grand Cruiser has been defeated.
The Grand Cruiser dropped the glass board. Oh, well. Well, I will make it to Pet & Co. next time. And looked around while saying bad things. Apparently, there seems to be a way to the back. Either way, there is a high possibility that there is a child in this pavilion, so we decided to move backwards.
Okay, now it's
save game.
Been defeated. Save your game.
Please select the slot to save. I saved.
Because we are not quite done in this dungeon yet. Okay, so to proceed, head north all the way, head west one step, and press enter to teleport to the area one.
Walk to the next place.
Okay. Now, what you want to do is head north all the way and head east until you hear a beep. Okay. Save your game here.
Yes. Please
because we are about to do another mini game.
Game content.
Okay. When you hear the sound of the hammer, you need to start pressing the space bar as quickly as you can, because you have got to smash a wall within a 10-second time limit. If you are not successful, you will die. Explode and die. So as soon as you hear the sound, start hammering the space bar. Okay, here we go.
If you do not destroy this wall within 10 seconds, your life will go away. I wonder if it is okay though. Karen was torn. I decided to hit the wall with a hammer.
Okay.
Please knock down the wall with a hammer in 10 seconds.
Okay, here we go. And there we go. Very, very easy. So, in order to proceed, head north. All the way. West. All the way. South. All the way. And then west one step. Actually, it's west twice, and then press enter, and you will talk with a child.
Short sword. A kidnapped child. It is submerged in an aquarium with no lid. My child seems to be in danger if it does not break soon. Fortunately, because I'm still struggling in the water, I seem to be alive. Helen hurried out the hammer and threw it towards the aquarium. The hammer flew straight to the aquarium and hit the place made of glass directly. Water spouted from inside. And the child crawled out on its own. Miraculously, life was not different. The child sucked a lot of fresh oxygen and wept like a baby was born. And when we stopped crying, I saw the savior of the Messiah in my presence. Child, Arun. I guess. Arun, good. It was really good. Child, is that so? Am I saved? Arun, don't thank you very much. Thanks and saved. Good luck with me. Child, yeah. I thought I would die here without meeting anyone anymore. After that, they shared a pleasure for a while. And when I noticed I was speaking more than 1 hour. But what is outrageous is getting angry. Child, so, that's fine. How do you go home? So, Arun should have been thrust in, but I was not thinking where to get home. Arun burst into hurry. Arun, that is right. Well, I wonder if I can come home somewhere. Children, Echo-chan, I did not think that I was thinking. I thought it was a wonderful thing. But Arun cannot be said. Well, it does not make sense if you do not return. Arun, oh, that has not it. I thought that I was saved by what kind of thought I'm stupid. Child, I admit it, but what if you apologize for not thinking about your way back home? Arun, well, that is it, is it? This is it. This is intuition. Is it a prediction? Is that sort of thing? Because I'm hanging in, I am well. This is it. This is because I do not know on my way home. now it is. I am trying to find it. It is increasing where I am thinking. Four dot. Such a strange talk lasted for 5 minutes. Child, home. It is noisy. Let's finally find out the exit. I want to get along well with my grandmother soon. Yes, let's go. Owen was forced to go to the back while being swayed by the child.
Okay. So, to continue. Now the cutscene's over. Head north all the way. And then head east and you will find the teleporter.
I have a candle. The fire is not on.
Say yes.
Yes. It seems to have walked across the wall where the candle was. Child, let's run.
Okay, finally, to get out of this first dungeon, once and for all, head east. Press enter to teleport and we will head back to Oren's house.
Child, good. It is an exit. If you ride here, you cannot stay home. Hello, Torin. Torin, wait a moment. Do you really ride this? What? Why do not you ride? I do not want to go home. Let's get on now. Owen, would you mind for a moment? Child, yeah, what the heck? Owen, I've got here, but where is the security that you can go home? It might be a door to the rest of the world. If I say exactly, I'm going to stop it. I am very scared, but would you please consider me somehow? Child, you idiot. It is the most of the most. Even if I die, I will not be able to return either way. Let's ride. Now let's go. Well. Oh, and please do it. Stop. Child. Dear, and let us go and get it with me. Pew 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 pew.
Don't worry, folks. You're not.
Child, yeah. Somewhere else here.
Don't worry, you're not dying. This is part of the scene. Basically, you're warping in a really odd way, hence why it makes you think that you're dying.
Owen, well, the other world. Child, you do not have another world. Water is at your feet. Child, everything is water. It's water. What? What? Owen, so, here is the other world. Oh, Commissioner. No way, this is not really water. I am in the water a while ago. I do not like water. Owen, hey, this water. Is not it red? Child, do not say bad things. Even though it flushed me a bit, that kind of thing. Owen, I know. But is it not red? this. Child, stop it. Stop it. Yeah. Oh, I do not like such red water. This is because you jumped into it, fam. Child, do not be stupid. You did not know that to go out to such a place, did not you? Owen, do not jump in without thinking well. Thanks to you I also saw this kind of ice. Children, so, what are we going to do? Owen, what happened? What happened? Child, anyway. It is convenient to sink and die in this. Let's walk a bit. Owen, if so, tell me first. Child, no doubt. This is water. It looks like genuine water. Well, the water here is just a rust. So, why are you silent from a while ago? Hey, what are you doing? Say something. Owen, here, think where, think. Do not think about, do not do this. Child, wow, I got confused. Well, I'll buzz this water. Shoot 3 seconds ago. Owen, tame, it will not be fun. Well, I'm sorry. Owen, Okara, what are you doing? Child, ahaha, Liao, that's fun. Owen, it's fun. Child, barely, hold it down. Owen, what, but hold down it. Child, it looks like it cannot be undone from confusion. Well, I already got one dot, I'm sorry, 5 seconds ago. Floated above the water. And when Rune came to notice, he was already violently disappearing without splashing power, spirit, courage, and trace, all without disappointment. And Rune, I realized somewhere here. Rune, here, this is the house of Rune, and it looks like inside the pool. Child, what? Rune home at Rune, I am luxurious, is it a pool? Owen, you have one or two plastic pools, even at your house. Child, do not lie. Where is the plastic pool? Is there a fountain there? Owen, but, my house is not as wide as you are. Child, no, even if you look only at the pool, it's much bigger than us. Well, it seems that it is not my life any longer, so let us go to your place, Eni. Child, that is right. See you.
Okay, so after we have now returned home, so also, please note that at this point you cannot save your game. So I will tell you when it's okay to save again. Okay, so to proceed, we need to head out of this pool area.
I felt good. Somehow, in such a place.
Okay, so we now need to head back outside.
I went into...
Okay, before we head out, speak to your friend.
Hello too, oh. A long time no see. Fellow three, oh. Do you occasionally have a holiday? Child, Arun helped me. So, on the way home from there were lots of things. Somehow I landed in the pool. Ah ha ha. Fellow three, ah ha ha. Well, that's fine. You gotta go, right? Friend 2, Arun, if you want to come back again, come back. Friend 1, I will send it to home as soon as possible. Child, I do not have to be fast, though. But, in a storytelling, if I do not give back the next story, thus, Arun gained spirits from his colleagues.
Okay, head out.
If you go through this door.
The northeast door.
I went.
Okay, so in order to advance, we need to head back to the house where we had the race. So head east 7 times. North all the way. Head west and then head north and enter the house.
Houseman, I'm glad. It was truly good. I'm glad it was okay. I'm glad he was okay. I'm glad he was okay. I'm glad he was okay. Thank you, Arundok, thanks to you, I could see my child safely. Hello, what? Why do you know the name? It is also famous for newspapers etc. recently. Mr. Urim, who travels to find out various problems that have occurred recently. Oh, help. I became a celebrity there. But it was truly good.
Okay. Before you leave, to this person and they will give you some healing items.
Housekeeper, thank you very much. I am very happy. This is a trivial thing. Please get it. I received Matsute.
Okay, so you will receive Matsute. Okay, head out.
I got out. Anyhow, in this town, it seems that the dark people retreated and became peaceful. However, every time around, it never ends. Go out from this town and proceed to the New World Pond. Hurry.
Okay. In order to head out of town from that house, head all the way to the west and then north all the way and press enter.
It is the exit of the town. Are you going out of town? Yes.
Okay, so we have finally made it out of Crystal City and we are now in the forest. So I am going to end the episode here. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening. And you can save your game now, by the way, since that you've taken the child back home and he's safe. You can now save your game. And in the next episode, we will explore the forest and make our way to our next major city, which is Arkhaya. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next time.
Audacity, track new table, track one robot selected.
Bye for now.